AAA Murray Country, yawning with the stars of the 2023 CMC Rocks. Coming to you from Willow Bank, Ipswich.
Yeah, welcome back. We're live from CMC Rocks 2023 and another beautiful day. It's Sunday morning. We're catching up with the very lovely and talented Abby Christo all the way from NZ. How are you going?
I'm good. I'm hot.
Yeah.
But everyone is. It's the hot topic. Excuse the pun.
Yeah. Well,
but I've got
fan,
my biggest
right?
fan yeah. right next to me, so I'm doing all right.
Sorry.
But no, I'm really good. I'm so excited for the show today. Like, it's just, there's good energy everywhere. And yeah, I'm buzzing. I'm really good.
What's it feel like to be performing at the biggest country festival in the Southern Hemisphere?
Well, this is a pretty massive thing for me. It feels incredible, to put it simply. Like, I can't wait to just get up on that stage. I just had a look before. It is literally massive. So I'd have quite little legs. You probably can't see it, but you can hear it. And it's going to be interesting to see how much of that stage I can actually trek while I'm up there. So it'll be fun.
You'll be up and down and all around trying to take advantage of every inch of that stage.
Absolutely. Soak it all in, for sure.
All right, your journey, all the way from New Zealand, X Factor New Zealand, and then, of course, May Valley, that terrific band. Now on your own, how did all that unfold?
So it was an incredible experience, obviously, and I loved being a part of May Valley, and X Factor was so much fun, and I learned a lot. And having, you know, that whole sisterhood to a duo was amazing, but it's been a little bit of a journey going solo. So Hannah, the other half of May Valley, left to, you know, partake in her own adventures. So I took a little time to get over the heartache and then start working on my solo stuff. So I've just been doing that the last few years, and it's going well. It's been a great journey. I'm enjoying it.
Country music just seems like it's getting bigger and bigger in New Zealand. I mean, we've got Kaylee Bell coming out of there, Keith Urban. You know, who else should we be looking out for? And is the country scene nice and healthy?
It's not as big, so it's growing, and obviously the likes of Kaylee Bell, she's paving the way for young female artists, well, any country artist who's coming through, so she's doing so well, and she's such a great person, and her music's great, and she's sort of setting this really cool standard of, I guess, what you can achieve if you just keep going, and yeah, New Zealand's little, but there's a lot of good talent there, and I'm sure so much more to come out of it, for sure.
Now, did I read some of your dad is a DJ? Is that correct?
He was. He's not here, actually. He would have loved to come watch us. He used to be a DJ back in his time. He was,
okay.
Yeah, bit of a player, the old mullet and the DJing in Auckland City. So
right,
I don't know how Mum felt about that.
Yeah. So you would have been listening to all types of music growing up.
All types of music. And you can kind of hear that in my set as well. Like the songs I write, there's one that has a bit of a disco-esque feel to it, bit of crossover with the country music. And that does stem from, you know, my grandparents and what they listen to, and my parents and what they listen to, and it's good fun.
What do you like to, what do you get up to away from music when you're downtime?
I'm not very cool. I like going on lots of walks, and I like sewing, I like sewing, and
right.
sleeping when I get time. So, to be fair, music's all I really have going for me at the moment, so if all fails, I might become a sewer. A fashion designer.
Yeah, there you go.
Sewer.
I want to know what's on your playlist. What are you listening to right now?
Honestly, it's a mixture of everything. Obviously, I'm obsessed with Morgan Wallen's new album, and that's been on repeat. I'm probably a very large majority of his streams. No, I think that's a great album, to be fair. Really, really well crafted. And just a bit of everything. Like, I love Fleetwood Mac. I love Dua Lipa. I love Shania Twain, all the classics. I just love everything. My set list is literally all over the place. It's like a mixed bag of lollies.
Well, my next question was going to be, who are you looking forward to seeing here at CMC? So we got Morgan Wallen.
That is such a hard question. Everyone. Honestly, I'm excited to see everyone up on that stage in their element. And I'm excited to see, like, everyone in the audience, you know, enjoying it. There's a beauty in seeing people happy, and everyone here who loves country music, there's this community where they're all together, and although they're all from different walks of life and different places around Australia and all over the world, we're all here for country music, and I'm just excited to see everyone enjoying themselves.
All right, Abby, well, we thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us. Before we let you go, we've got brother Ryan Hooper here. We've got some gifts that we'd like to present to you, and I'll pass it over to Ryan, and he'll explain what we've got here.
Okay, so all we've got here is a painted-up emu egg, and I've made a mulga stand out of it as well, so you can just place it wherever you want at home.
Yeah, wow. That's beautiful.
So
did
the
you
tracks
that?
On
that's
that,
beautiful.
Yeah, so the tracks on that is the kangaroo tracks. The cross-hatching on this represent the journey, And then at the back, we've got four people sitting around a campfire.
Oh, I actually love that. And they almost look like horseshoes as well. That's so beautiful. Much, yeah. Yeah, I love that.
So, yeah, just straight on like that.
Oh, thank you so much. That's beautiful.
Inside we've got there is we've got some emu feathers as well from back home. And, yeah, so also just wanted to play our musical instrument for you.
Yeah, I would love that. So yeah.
Have you... heard of one of these before? Have you seen one of these before?
Yes, of course.
Yes. Okay, so obviously this is a yidiki or a didgeridoo. So I'll just go through some basic sounds first and just explain how we do our storytelling through our yidiki. So the first one is, we'll just do kangaroo. So the next one is your boomerang. Then we got the kookaburra. So when I'm doing the kookaburra, it's our kook 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 kook. The next one's your dingo. So he'll howl and he'll bark. Just like the musicians, you do your rhythms and patterns. So when I do a beat, you repeat itself or speed it up and just tweak the sound just a little bit to get your different style. And then you can do a rhythm like this. So it's a...
That is incredible. Thank you for sharing that with me. That's so cool.
Yeah, so this...
Is it on? Sorry.
Yeah, so this one here, obviously you got your emu tracks and then the same as your emu egg. You got four people sitting around the campfire yarning. So this was a special didge that I made, and this is made out of iron bark. So I think there's a few iron bark trees around here at the moment. So if you go for a walk and you see a tree with no leaves on it, I guarantee you there's termites in it. And then you could probably make a didgeridoo out of it.
That's incredible. Thank you for sharing that. That's really beautiful.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. And thank you, incredible. Abby, for joining us here at AAA for CMC Rocks. We look forward to your set today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Cheers.
AAA, Murray Country, chatting with all the stars at CMC Rocks.